You're with Monitor, and for music right now by the Nashville Brass. It's new and it's called Kalesia. June 14th, 1969, Monitor's 14th birthday. We've got a long way to go before we reach the age of the United States Army. Its birthday is today, too. But you know, the Army's 194 years old. 180 more years and we'll know how it feels. But first things first, let's get our 15th year rolling.
Thank you. and slowly this won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Sitting on the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the bay, wasting time on the dock of the bay.
Of the Bay, the latest from Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66. Next, a Monitor sports short. Who was it who said, after booting a ground ball in the World Series, I lost it in the sun? I'll give you a hint, it was a pitcher. Now you got a minute to think about it, and then we'll give you the answer. First, this word about the American Express card, the new money for travel and entertainment.
Hey, Jack, how was New England?
Oh, Pete, I had the most botched up vacation.
No kidding.
Really, it's a big old lake. I lost my wallet. I had to wire my brother Harold for money. Mm. Then we go to Boston.
And you got American Express traveler's check.
Well, I saw the American Express office, yeah. But Marianne saw this antique mirror.
Well, you could have paid for it with a traveler's check.
Anyhow, I go for my cash. It's gone again.
Jack, you have got to be out of your gourd to carry cash on a trip.
Oh, my gourd.
Look, if you'd lost American Express traveler's checks, you could have gone to the American Express office and got them replaced.
Anyway, I wired my mother, but this time I wasn't taking any chances.
You got traveler's checks.
I had Marianne hold the money.
Jack, you are so dumb.
And it's 2 days later.
Where did she lose it?
Maybe in the room, maybe in the lobby, I don't
something.
Know. But, Pete, I have learned my lesson.
Good. What's the first thing you're going to do when you're planning your next trip?
First, I would get a good set of road maps.
Road maps? What about American Express traveler's checks?
American Express traveler's checks. That's a good idea, Pete.
Why risk messing up your vacation? For a couple of bucks, you can take American Express traveler's checks. Buy them where you bank. There's no difference between an American Express traveler's check and cash until you lose it.
Okay, now, here's a repeat on that question we just gave you a minute ago. After booting a ground ball in the World Series, who was it who said, I lost it in the sun? Answer, Billy Lowe's at the Brooklyn Dodgers. Why don't you try that sometime? Lose a ground ball in the sun. It's like losing it in the shade. Now, Monitor goes fishing with Lindsay Nelson.
What kind of fisherman would deliberately poison all the fish in the pond? You'll meet him after this word about DuPont's improved strength, the fluorescent fishing line.
Father's Day is coming up soon, and if Dad is a fisherman, why not hand him a line that just can't be beat? Improved strength fluorescent fishing line, developed by DuPont. Strength is the unique fluorescent monofilament that glows in daylight, so it's easier for you to see, harder for fish to see. A line with everything going for it. An ideal balance of strength, toughness, low stretch, and limpness. And now improved strength gives you up to 50% higher basic knot strength. 50% higher, so that even the simplest knot you tie is a stronger knot. A great gift for Dad or yourself. Improved strength fluorescent fishing line with up to 50% higher basic knot strength. You'll find it in 2 to 40-pound tests wherever fine fishing tackle is sold. Improved strength by DuPont. When you hook 'em, we want you to hold 'em.
Up in New York's Adirondack Mountains, there's a 70-acre tract of land completely surrounded by the State Forest Preserve. It was here that our guest, Hugh Fosberg, performed an experiment in reclaiming a trout pond, which he describes in his book, A Clearing in the Wilderness. Hugh, what exactly do you mean by reclaiming a trout pond?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I don't either take all the credit or all the blame for having poisoned this pond. What we had was something about 25 acres that was full of all sorts of trash fish. It used to be a great trout pond, but it ceased to be. And what we did was put toxaphene in it. Toxaphene is a very dirty word, and I'd like to say that this happened about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. People don't use toxaphene anymore. And for very good reason. The reason is that it remained toxic for almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. And for 4 years, there was no fish could live in that pond. We kept stocking it, and the trout came up dead. Mm-hmm. And then we tried it again, and they came up dead. And then finally, the poison washed out of that pond. And today, we've got one of the best trout ponds in the Adirondacks.
Well, Hugh Fosberg, wasn't there any other way of removing the undesirable fish?
Well, you could dynamite them, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a couple of times in various places. But it's not wholly effective. You could roten on it, but the price would be exorbitant. And other than that, I don't know any way you could do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hugh, you mentioned rotenone. What is rotenone?
Well, I'm not a scientist. All I know is that rotenone is a safe poison to use in ponds and lakes. And if the toxicity of it clears up very quickly, sometimes within 12 hours.
Well, I'm sure that you've heard about the coho salmon in the Great Lakes containing high levels of DDT. Are your trout now contaminated?
I don't think so. There have been trout in there now for about 9 years. They get better and bigger all the time. They seem to be perfectly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We've sent them away for tests, and they seem to be all right.
Well, did you have to get permission to make this experiment?
No, we didn't. We did it on our own with some advice, I would like to say, from the conservation department who were interested in the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tried it a couple of times in two other places, but there just wasn't enough known about toxaphene so that anybody should use it. We shouldn't have used it. I'm sorry we did. We seem to have got away with it, but I'd never do it again anywhere. What we didn't know then, and what I don't think people really know now, is how much you have to use to be effective. We used much too much, and it doesn't kill the fly life. It doesn't kill newts. It doesn't kill frogs. It seems to kill only fish.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to know what the end result of this is going to be? I don't know.
We've been talking with Hugh Fosberg, author of A Clearing in the Wilderness. I'm Lindsay Nelson for Monitor.
Our thanks to you, Lindsay, and we'll be sure to listen tomorrow when Secretary of Defense Melvin Laird tells us about fishing in the Indian country of Wisconsin. No matter what kind of weekend trail you're following, always stay on the Monitor Beacon.
I'm Hugh Carey's wife.
I'm Peter.
I'm Michael.
I'm Donald.
I'm Marion.
I'm Nancy.
I'm Helen.
I'm Brian.
I'm Boris.
I'm Ken.
15 reasons why Hugh Carey cares about New York. With a family of 15, Hugh Carey wants our city to be a family city again. 9 years your congressman in Washington. Vote Carey for president, city council, June 17th. Vote rows 6912, Wagner Thaler Carey.
Vote to Daddy.
Paid for by 6912, Wagner Thaler Carey Committee.
This is Jane Fonda. A few short years ago, no one could be shielded from polio. Now it's well controlled in America, but oddly enough, not everywhere in the world. That's why the World Health Organization of the United Nations, WHO, is trying to find the answer to this medical mystery. That's just one of WHO's global projects to combat every disease, everywhere. You can help if you're one of the hundreds of thousands going abroad by getting WHO's international certificates of vaccination for the countries you'll visit.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. If you suffer from nervous headaches, here's why you should try Anacin. Everyone who works under severe strain often gets tension headaches. Everyone knows doctors have their choice of pain relievers, but Anacin contains the one doctors recommend most for headaches. And Anacin gives you twice as much of this as any other leading extra-strength tablet. In minutes, pain goes, and so its nervous tension goes. Anacin relieves pain, so relaxes its tension fast. Anacin tablets.
Friends, I've seen reports from several outstanding doctors about hemorrhoids. Reports that tell how a special medication actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. The name of this medication is Preparation H. These doctors' reports show that in most cases, Preparation H not only gives prompt temporary relief from pain, but actually shrinks hemorrhoids. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Doctor-tested Preparation H ointment or suppositories.
Sun comes up, yes, she lets her hair down.
love you for my love till the day I die.
That's a new one called Early in the Morning. The singer is Billy Fellows. No mention of who the young lady is. A report on the 8th World Maccabean Games next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Car Care Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation, because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little customer care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Israel will take time off from its daily tensions this summer to host a mammoth athletic carnival, the 8th World Maccabean Games. The dates are July 28th through August 7th. Robert E. Rosenberg of New York is captain of the United States team, which will participate in the games, and he spoke to Monitor sports editor Len Dillon.
Bob Rosenberg, in view of the present Middle East situation, is there any chance the summer's Maccabee games will be called off?
I believe not, unless a all-out war would break out, and there doesn't seem to be any indication of that at the present time.
Now, you've just returned from a meeting of the International Maccabee Games Committee in Tel Aviv. What's the feeling there about the games?
They feel that the games are an important showcase for Israel. It enables them to bring from all over the world 1,400 young athletes who have a common background but different nationalities to see what is being done in Israel. They feel it's important that the games continue and that any pulling out by any country would be somewhat of a defection, which they would resent to a great extent.
What about a risk, Bob?
I don't believe the risk is great. I was in the three main cities, Tel Aviv, Haifa, and Jerusalem. You see no sign of the war there. The tourist trade has not fallen off. The airlines are traveling full, and I believe the risk is minimal, if any.
Now, how many nations are expected to participate this summer?
About 30. This is more than competed before, primarily because of the anticipated addition of Spain this year.
Mm-hmm. You're the captain of the United States team, is that correct?
Yes, chef de mission, I guess would be the technical term.
How large will your United States team be?
We expect around 175 athletes.
Bob, the squad's going to be gathering earlier in New York, I would assume, in the early part of July, is that right?
They'll be here July 22nd is the departure date. Certain teams in team sports, such as basketball, volleyball, will probably come in a week earlier. Basketball team will get together in order to have some shakedown practice together, since it's largely an all-star team rather than any one unit.
Israel plays second to the United States in the number of medals won in the 65 games. How has the Middle East situation affected Israeli athletes, you know, who have mandatory army service?
Well, as far as we've seen in taking the Olympics last year into consideration, where the situation was somewhat the same, I don't think it'll affect them any. They, of course, have the largest team of any country since they put a full contingent in every event.
Bob Rosenberg, captain of the 1969 United States Maccabee team, good luck with your club, and let's hope we come back with a pot full of medals.
Well, thank you, and I hope we do the United States proud.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about no-dose Action Aids.
Well, I was driving a convertible at the time. The sun was beating down on me, and I fell asleep. I just went right off, and before I know it, I hit one guy, and I pulled out of it. And I hit the other guy.
When you're tired, don't drive. When you're rested, but the monotony of driving makes you drowsy, pull over, take a break, and take two for the road. Two no-dose Action Aids. They've got the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, yet they're not habit-forming. No-dose action aids. No car should be without them.
Light my fire. Sound like a Boy Scout who flunked the course. You know, I do a lot of flying, and one day I was so impressed with how neat the stewardess looked, I asked her what her secret was. She told me one of her secrets, Griffin liquid wax. You see, Griffin gives a brighter shine, up to 25% brighter than another leading polish. And that's why so many stewardesses, so many shoeshine parlors, so many bald-headed men, so many people use Griffin. It's America's number one polish. You pay a little less and you get a lot more shine with Griffin. Ask any airline hostess. Monitor with a lot of good neighbors along the party line every weekend. The name one, KFAB, Omaha, Nebraska. Good neighbor to the Midwest. My name, Joe Garagio.
To the moon, Liza.
But there's nothing to eat on the moon.
That's okay. I'm taking along a Watson's double hamburger and a Watson's double cheeseburger.
Really?
Yes, it's double your pleasure. Two great Watson hamburgers or cheeseburgers on a single bun. It's a whole meal in itself.
Wowee.
And I think I'll take a Watson's thick shake, too.
A Watson's thick shake?
For the splashdown.
You love Watson's taste of happiness.
It's a whole meal in itself.
On a bun.
In West Haven, Connecticut, on Orange Avenue, across from New Haven College.
Long John Neville makes New York sit up and listen. Midnight on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 5:30, 75 degrees in New York and cloudy. Former Mayor Robert Wagner called on Governor Rockefeller to convene a special session of the state legislature to restore cuts in the state appropriations for Medicaid, social services, and education. Wagner, who is running for the Democratic mayoral nomination, asked all other candidates in Tuesday's primary election to join him. Congressman James Scheuer, another Democratic mayoral hopeful, says some mayoral candidates have resorted to demagogic appeals to fear. Scheuer says Mayor Lindsay is guilty of hypocrisy on the crime issue. Scheuer also says Wagner and controller Mario Procaccino have each resorted to the worst kind of scare techniques. Scheuer says Wagner's television commercial warning people not to go out alone on election night is the low point in the use of scare tactics and appeals to fear. Procaccino also charged Wagner with hitting a new low in campaign tactics. Procaccino's statement called unfair and untrue a Wagner charge that Procaccino's advertising appeals to bigotry. Mayor Lindsay went to Harlem this afternoon. He visited the Street Academy, a storefront educational program founded by Clarence 13X Smith Jowers 2 years ago. Jowers was murdered in a Harlem apartment building yesterday. Lindsay told about 30 blacks at the Street Academy that Jowers' death was a tragedy, but he left a legacy and a monument in the training program. Jowers helped Mayor Lindsay keep things cool in the black community during times of racial tension. The people who were meeting with Lindsay had high praise for the mayor. They said he was the only politician who ever came to help. Police have not been able to find the killer of Clarence Jowers. The police have asked anyone with information about the killing to call 886-3204, 886-3205, or RI96816. The black Muslims from which Jowers resigned to form his own power base say they were not connected in any way with his death. A spokesman says the Muslims are outraged by a published report which said they may have started an effort to eliminate all black splinter groups in the city. President Nixon has returned to the White House from Camp David, Maryland, to spend Father's Day with his family. The Reverend Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, pastor of the Marble Collegiate Church here in New York City, will officiate at church services in the White House tomorrow morning. The Reverend Billy Graham is holding a 10-day crusade at Madison Square Garden. At last night's first service, more than 25,000 persons jammed the garden and overflowed into Manhattan Center. Tonight, Dr. Graham plans to talk about student disorders. At least five persons were killed today when two light private planes collided in flight over Long Island Sound near Waterford, Connecticut. One of the planes was from Linden, New Jersey. The other had just taken off from the airport in Groton, Connecticut. The crash occurred about a quarter of a mile off Ocean Point, Connecticut. 10-year-old James Stanwyck of Floral Park, Long Island, was electrocuted today. James Stanwyck was playing in a Little League baseball game. He chased a foul ball and ran against the third rail of the Long Island Railroad in Floral Park. 18 New Jersey National Guardsmen were injured today when a truck in which they were riding plunged down a 70-foot embankment near Utica, New York. Six of the men were injured seriously. A National Guard truck from Buffalo, New York, was involved in a collision with a chemical tank truck near Clifton Springs. One man is in poor condition, two listed in serious condition out of the 14 hurt in that wreck. Fire officials in New Haven are trying to determine the cause of this morning's three-alarm fire that heavily damaged the Art and Architecture building at Yale University. Officials say the damage to the five-story structure may run into the millions of dollars. No one was injured in the blaze at Yale University. A general alarm fire this morning destroyed a plastics plant in Paterson, New Jersey. There were no injuries. All of Paterson's 330 firemen were called to the scene. About 200 policemen stood by to control spectators. The weather, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid with a few showers or thundershowers tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight around 70, the high tomorrow near 80. Right now it's 75 degrees and cloudy in New York City. Once again, the hour's top story, former Mayor Wagner calls on Governor Rockefeller to convene a special session of the legislature to restore cuts in state appropriations for Medicaid, social services, and education. Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Come north or south, go east or west. Just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Monitor on NBC.
And on the nation's highways every weekend, Joe Garagiola here, wondering if you've ever taken a tuner's temperature. I saw this item the other day about scientists at the U.S. Bureau of Commercial Fisheries in Terminal Island, California. See, they do. And they say it helps them recommend improvements in refrigeration equipment aboard commercial tuna ships. And that helps to reduce tuna losses because of lowered quality. But how do you tell a tuna to keep the thermometer under his tongue?
Would be more than I could take.
Wake-up service, courtesy of the Peppermint Rainbow. Here's a monitor tip for the traveler. The family that shares its vacation, down to even the youngest member, usually has more fun. Long stretches in the road can be boring. So be sure to pack inexpensive puzzles, crossword books, and word games, and a perfect traveling companion, magnetic checkers. This will keep the younger set happy and occupied, and the driver won't be distracted by any rough and tumble in the back seat. Now this word from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. For years now, my gravelly but strangely seductive voice has been coming out of your radio extolling the virtues of your State Farm agent. I've told you that he's a nice guy, a friendly guy, that his service is fast, and that his company, State Farm Mutual, is so reliable that it's been the world's biggest automobile insurer for 27 years, and you've been saying nuts to you, Capp. Well, I'm going to let you try out a State Farm agent on a free trial basis. Go to your State Farm agent's office. See if he isn't friendly. See if he isn't fast. See if he isn't a nice guy. Do it. And I'm sure that the next time you hear my voice, you'll turn to your radio and say, "May the heavens smile on you, little Al Capp."
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Next on Monitor, Frank Blair for the American Trucking Associations with the latest word on the newest thing in leisurely living afloat, houseboats.
The tractor trailers you see on the highway pay an average of about $3,000 in highway user taxes each year. In fact, trucks pay one-third of all highway taxes to help build and maintain the roads we all use. Better highways. That's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
Houseboats are becoming increasingly popular as a substitute for summer cottages. And here with the latest word on houseboats is Mr. Bill Robinson, editor of Yachting Magazine. Bill, first of all, what is a houseboat?
Well, of course, it used to mean just a house sitting on a barge, a shanty boat type of thing. But now it's a type of pleasure boat. Well, you might call it a house trailer on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot more space for the overall length of the boat than you do in a conventional pointy-bowed boat.
Is that one of the advantages, then?
Yes, very definitely. They also have performance for calm water. They're designed with good hulls for fast speed, and they're pretty seaworthy, but you want to stay in confined waters with them.
How large do they come?
Well, the range is considerable, I'd say, from about 25 feet up to 60 and over for really luxurious ones. Some of those lakes down in Texas, they have... I saw one named Tony One once down there. It was about 75 feet and had all sorts of things.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
What is the cost compared, let's say, to a cabin cruiser?
I can't give you exact figures, but say if you had a $10,000 cabin cruiser, you could get the same living space in about an $8,000 houseboat.
I see.
That's the smaller size of the range.
What kind of power do they use?
Well, they use all kinds. They use outboards, inboards, and the inboard-outboard combination. I think that's the most popular.
Can they be rented?
That's becoming very popular. That's really an increasing trend in the southern waters, especially. You can go down to Florida and rent a houseboat. Go down to the TVA. They even have them in the Bahamas now. There's a new idea that you have a resort hotel where the rooms are houseboats instead of land units. So room number 22 takes off for the day.
That's
good. Goes to an island or something.
Well, there are many advantages in having this mobility, but there are also advances in providing livability and added space.
Well, that's the big thing. They've used very ingenious methods. I imagine they've learned a lot from the house trailer industry. For example, the steering position is raised up in the forward part of the house, and they even use the space under there for an extra cabin.
Mm.
You have to sort of duck your head to go in, but then you have a comfortable bunk.
Sounds wonderful. Are there local laws governing where houseboats can be berthed?
There might be local option in some towns and marinas, but I think they're generally becoming accepted as same as pleasure boats.
That's some of the latest on houseboats from our guest, Mr. Bill Robinson, editor of Yachting Magazine. This is Frank Blair for Monitor. Now a final word for American Trucking Associations.
That's what trucks are driving for.
Once you get that new boat in the water, she's out of our element and you're the skipper. But before the launching, she logs a lot of miles in trucks. Not only will your new boat be delivered by truck when it's shipshape, but virtually everything in her from stem to stern will have been carried by truck somewhere along the way. Because from the day the keel was laid to the day of delivery, your boat builder depended in a thousand ways on the flexible door-to-door service of trucks. And when he needed us, we were there. Better service. That's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
Tomorrow on Monitor, the American Trucking Associations again present Frank Blair, who'll have the latest word on luxury baths. Frank's an expert on luxury baths, so be sure to listen. Don't look now, but who's that big guy with the beard?
Hey, this is Al Hurt. Want to drink my kind of beer? Ask the man for Miller High Life. It's hearty, robust, and deep down good. Make your move to Miller now.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Every weekend, you're always in touch when you stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Your Chevrolet dealer is having a Nova sale. No small car, no small sale. Right now, you can get never-before savings on our specially equipped no-clutch Nova four-cylinder model. It's our way of saving you from the clutches of cramped economy cars, foreign and domestic. For a limited time, Nova 4s equipped with torque drive transmission, push-button radio, and white walls are at special sale savings. Except for moving the transmission lever once, Nova's no-clutch torque drive works like a fully automatic transmission, and it's included in the sale savings, as are all Nova's other advantages. A full-size trunk, room for five or six adults, plus style that looks anything but economy. Why settle for an economy car that economizes on the wrong things? See your Chevrolet dealer during his Nova 4 sale and get one that economizes on the right things and even saves you clutching in the bargain.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Monitor at 11 minutes before the hour. We'll take a look at what's been happening today in sports in exactly 1 minute.
The thing of shapes to come.
Oh, well. Super Sweetener saves you sacks of sugar. How many sacks of sugar does Super Sweetener save?
My mother-in-law uses Sucril, and she's never wrong.
I'm a born gainer.
If you want to dodge those extra calories, Sucral's the thing. It's America's most popular no-calorie sweetener. Sucral was created to taste like sugar. But Sucral's no-calorie formula is actually patented. So next time, get the real thing. Sucral, the sweetener with a patent on good taste.
And remember, Sucral spelled backwards is Larousse.
Huh?
Miller Barber is the leader in the U.S. Open. Bonalac successfully defends his British amateur crown. Driver killed in Le Mans auto race. Now the stories behind those headlines. Miller Barber is the early leader in the third round of the U.S. Open Golf Championship being played in Houston. Barber is 3-under through 43 holes. Bob Rosberg is 2-under through 43. In third place, Charles Cootey, 1-under through 44 holes, and Dean Beeman, 1-under through 42. Arvo Moody is even after 45 holes. Mike Bonalac of England today won the British Amateur Golf Championship for the fourth time and second year in a row. He defeated Bill Hindman, a 53-year-old grandfather from Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, 3-2 in a 36-hole windup. Bonalac is the first golfer to put together back-to-back victories since the late Lawson Little of the United States did it in 1934 and 1935. British racing car driver John Wolfe was killed today, less than 3 minutes after the start of the 24 Hours of Endurance at Le Mans, France. Wolfe's powerful 4.5-liter Porsche collided with a factory Ferrari driven by Chris Amon of New Zealand.
Wolf's car spun and rolled, throwing him clear as it rammed a bank and exploded. He was dead on arrival at the hospital. Amon and Wolf's co-driver were unhurt. Porsches currently hold a wide lead in the race. They're running 1-2-3, with the first car being driven by Vic Elford and Dick Atwood of Britain. On the Monitor baseball scoreboard, leading off with the American League, California 3, Washington 2. George Brunette beat Joe Coleman. Rick Reichert homered for the Angels. Cleveland 12 and Minnesota nothing. Dick Ellsworth, a six-hitter, to beat Jim Cott. Vern Fuller homered for the Indians. Baltimore 12, Chicago 3. Jim Palmer was the winner. Tommy John was the loser. The Orioles got 19 hits, including two home runs by Boog Powell and one by Brooks Robinson. Bob Christian and Woody Held connected for the White Sox. And are you ready for this one? Oakland 21, Boston 7. That's a baseball score, not football. The A's collected 25 hits as John Odom edged Ray Jarvis. Homers for Oakland, Phil Roof and Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson had a pair, his 21st and 22nd. He knocked in 10 runs. So Reggie Jackson had himself a great year today. For the Red Sox, Reggie Smith and Carl Yastrzemski had home runs, a pair for Yastrzemski, his 16th and 17th. Everything else in the major leagues is incomplete or tonight. Also in baseball, we got another one of those retirements. Joe Askew, who went AWOL from the Boston Red Sox this week, said today he'll retire from the game unless he's traded. Askew said he left the Red Sox because he wasn't being played regularly. He's an 8-year veteran of the major leagues. You know that if I would have left because I wasn't playing regularly, I would have left the first month of the first year. Joe Askew, AWOL. That's a look at sports, and now here's a word from True Cigarette.
Shouldn't your brand be True today? Shouldn't your brand be True?
Do it. Discover how True Cigarettes can satisfy you with good taste and reduce tar and nicotine, 13 milligrams and 0.7 milligrams. Smokers everywhere are enjoying True every day. Shouldn't you?
Shouldn't your brand be True today? Shouldn't your brand be True?
If you're on the road next week, here are some varied family attractions. Monday, the Virginia Beach Music Festival, a national competition for high school orchestras and bands at Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tuesday, Bunker Hill Day in Boston with a big parade, fireworks, and special events. Wednesday, the National Old Time Fiddlers Contest in Weiser, Idaho. Sure wish I could make that one. And the Rhododendron Festival at Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And Thursday, Nebraska Land Days and Buffalo Bill Rodeo in North Platte, Nebraska. And here's a suggestion for cooler traveling now from Chrysler Air Temp.
We're interviewing Commissar Vladimir Lovich. How was your tour of American industry, Mr. Lovich?
It was cool. We had Air Temp air conditioning in our big limousine.
Did you visit any national monuments?
We found Air Temp is best air conditioning for capitalist rooms, homes, businesses, and automobiles.
Yes, but what monuments did you visit?
Be sure you put Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning when you buy a new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What are you going to report back home, Mr. Lovich?
Nothing. I defect. Lovich become Chrysler Air Temp dealer.
at the piano saluting Galveston and what a job he did.
Who owns the sand? Cut the gun, cut the gun. We own the sun, don't we, baby? We own the sun.
Eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas. Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour coming up shortly, but a thought just occurred to me, and I'd like to share it. Tomorrow is Father's Day, and I'm afraid there are a lot of fathers across the country who won't get the gift they want most of all, the sound of their son's or daughter's voice. No matter what the reason may be, if you haven't communicated with your family in a long time, tomorrow would be a perfect day. And if you don't believe me, just ask your father. Think about it, will you? This is Joe Garagiola.
Confusion.